There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It is time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app. Won't take you but a few seconds today, and then stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID, I should say, to open an account. That won't take you but a few minutes. And then you start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. It's that simple. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. We get tweets at Beating the Book. These are all over the place. I appreciate all the feedback as always. Jack Hannon, if you are rooting against Tiger, you hate sports and probably life. This is Rudy times 1,000. Jack, I completely agree with you. I really do. Like, as much as I feel like if we brought up Tiger every segment today, it wouldn't be enough. Because think about it, Jeff. A week and a half ago, when we brought up the fact that Tiger, you know, would even compete in this tournament, and if you even mentioned that he would have a shot to compete, people would snicker. People would laugh. Oh, go up. Tiger's down to 40-1. No, I'm not saying Tiger's going to win, but what he did yesterday, I don't care if he goes out and he shoots an 80 today. What he did yesterday was just unbelievable. This man could have lost his leg. Could have lost worse than that. But he could have lost his leg. And then he comes out, and he's at the Masters, and he shoots a 1-under 71. And we become so desensitized, and so it becomes so normalized to us. I don't want it to become normalized. It was just unbelievable what we're seeing. Kevin DeVoy, do I get a bonus for having Cam Smith first-round leader at 22-1 and having the Padres in the last leg of a parlay? Oh, man. Oh, Kevin. I'm sorry, man. D-Gen Southern Gent. Watch the game with my Braves fanatic, Yankees-hating parents. Even they loved the Joey Votto mic'd up segment. Votto even pulled the curtain back a bit when he said, quote, everybody knows that Molly has a awful pickoff move, so it's my job to keep Albies on first. That's awesome. He was really saying that during the – that's tremendous. Throwing his pitcher under the bus in the process. Everybody knows that Molly sucks on this. So I got my work cut out for him. Phil Weiss, just watching a baseball game is a bad beat. I don't pay any attention until it's over. Thank you, Phil. Always cheery. Always cheery, that Phil Weiss. Ed Blust. Hey, Gil, when Vinny comes on, first of all, great show as always, he says, thank you. I have a question for Vinny. Why is the South Point still only allowing action bets on MLB? Most of the others in town brought back listed bets after a couple years of COVID impact. Thanks. We'll ask Vinny that.
There were two, South Point and Westgate were the two that I noticed are still action.
Yeah. Well, that's many. Jack Larkin, saying, Jeff, that the Pirates will be hilariously bad while wearing your Pirates yellow. The irony is too good.
I'm a Pirates fan now?
Apparently, because you're wearing yellow.
That's not even the right yellow.
Well, it's Jeff
too
Parles.
Light for it.
Jeff Parles very much into yellow. You wear your Mizzou mustard sometimes?
I haven't worn that in a long time,
yeah,
actually.
Because I kept calling
it mustard. Doesn't look great on camera, the Mizzou mustard.
Well, it's mustard, so you know. Ladies and gentlemen, he has the greatest audio in the business and famously came on this show before anybody else did and said, hey, Celtics to win the Atlantic 25-1 when they were just far back of the Sixers. And people laughed. Look at him now on the cusp. What could go wrong? It's Dan Bespris.
What could possibly go wrong? That's what I say every time I hear my morning alarm clock. Yeah. I'm rolling out of bed.
What could possibly go wrong today?
Every day, man. Every day. Good morning, Gil.
Good morning, man. How you doing? You good?
I'm pretty good, yeah. I know I'm a day late, but I wore my self-made. I don't know if you guys remember when the Dodgers very briefly had a koala mascot in the late 1980s.
I do not. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a Dodgers fan. I don't bet baseball, but I like watching it still. So that actually, to the tweet you were talking about, watching it is a bad beat.
Yeah.
It's not if you stick to NBA.
Oh, yeah. What were the Dodgers thinking when they decided, you know, let's go koala?
But it's adorable. Look at this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the bar covering you, so we can't see it yet.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that a Brooklyn Dodgers hat you're wearing as well?
It is, yeah. Yes. I dodgered out for your show this morning.
I love it, except for that I'm a Giants fan, so I hate it. So now here's the deal. Your Celtics, and we will call them your Celtics, they are on the cusp of an Atlantic Division title. All they need to do, Dano, is beat the Memphis Grizzlies, who have nothing. Memphis has nothing to play for because Memphis is locked into the number two position. I would think that the Celtics, forget the Atlantic Division title, right, which I know is what you care about, but the Celtics, in order to avoid any possibility of them having to play the Toronto Raptors for vaccine or unvaccinated reasons, would want to win this basketball game. So I'm very curious to see what the spread will be. But you've got to be feeling good about your chances right now for cashing that ticket.
Yeah, you know, I didn't feel great last night when I heard Boston was resting a bunch of their key guys and that the Sixers were only missing Matisse Thybulle when they had to cross the border. Mm-hmm. But Philly losing in Toronto puts us back in a pretty good spot because the tiebreaker would be division record, and the Sixers have been kind of trash within the division. So we got a little break there. Boston's 9-7 against the Atlantic. Philly's 6-10. So, yeah, well, I'm going to assume Philadelphia's winning out because they got a couple of tank teams coming up here. And like you said, Boston just needs to beat Memphis, who, again, they're going to play, but we don't know if they're going to play their guys the whole game. They didn't in the last one. They've been giving players days off. We're in better position this morning than when you and I texted yesterday in the afternoon. This thing might actually happen.
You were so on tilt. You're like, oh, I'm sunk. But you're right. I said this at the beginning of the show, or the second segment of the show, where it's like, okay, Boston, there was no Tatum. There was no Horford last night. It's like, and I thought of myself, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I get you can't say you're trying to avoid the Nets because – again, the worst, if what we think is true, that they do have unvaccinated players, right? Because they've, you know, Jaylen Brown gave the old, yeah, you know, it's personal, you know, we'll see what happens, right? Never answering the question, right? So you know he's unvaccinated. But
yeah,
if that's true, that is the universal way to do it. If that is true, Dan, may I, and I know some people are going to be, you know, like, oh, why are you keep harping on this point? Because if the Sixers had won last night, right, and the Celtics had rested their players and eventually lost, even though they gave a game effort last night against the Bucks, but if the Sixers had won, we would be on the cusp of perhaps one of the worst gaffes in modern sports history, which is that if the Celtics ended up having to play the Raptors, which now looks very unlikely thanks to the Sixers' loss last night, they would have been screwed, I believe is what they said in Shrek. So, I mean, that's unbelievable that they have not so skillfully avoided this.
Yeah, I mean, did we kind of back into it a little bit? Maybe.
Yes.
But
that would have been the biggest, like that would have been the biggest story, right? Like, how did the Celtics botch that?
Yeah, they got lucky. Philly's losing last night changed everything completely because, like we're seeing, the unvaccinated players are not going to be allowed to play in Toronto. It's a bigger deal for Boston, but we're going to go on that assumption, like you just said. You know, if they had sent I guess maybe they just figured it was a scheduled loss in Milwaukee. And I know that that's a silly thing to do, but it was a back-to-back. And you know, Tatum's had this knee thing going, so they took it easy and they caught a little break. What I didn't look up because I was so concerned about our 25-1 ticket was who actually has the tiebreaker between Boston and Milwaukee.
Oh, I went through them all this. I went through them all this morning. It's so convoluted. But basically, the Celtics have all the tiebreakers.
So they actually might get the Nets.
They might get the Nets. Yeah, which we were talking about earlier, which is I wonder what that series price would be. And how much money I would like to pound on the Celtics. I think the Celtics are going to take them down. I think Milwaukee's going to take down the Nets. I think the Nets are not getting out of the first round.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's still, you're right. I agree with you. And at the same time, it's still a team that if you're a one or a two, you're thinking, come on.
Of course. Sure. Both things are true. Both things are absolutely
true. Someone's probably going to get a Cavs or a Hawks or a Hornets in there, and they're thinking, okay, this feels a little more right, and one of them's going to get the Nets and look at it and go, Durant and Kyrie after playing this well? Come on.
Dano, can I keep you after the break? Because there's so much I want to ask you. One of which is, by the way, you don't have to answer that. I'm just going to keep you after the break. One of the things is I'm terrified that someone one day is going to be like, nope, can't do it, Gil. Can't do it. So is LeBron playing these last two games? So some people have bets on the scoring title. And right now, Embiid, well, after last night, I'm not sure. Let me refresh that page and see what happens here. But after last night, because Embiid did not break the bank scoring-wise last night. So now the updated numbers on the wins. Oh, is it 30.4 still on Embiid, 30.3 on LeBron. But LeBron, in order to avoid the adjusted math qualification scenario, has to play the last two games. They've obviously got nothing else to play for, the Lakers. Is he going to play, as far as you know, or not?
I'm leaning towards no. I think if he was comfortably in first place in that scoring title and could come out and just sort of coast to 25 for a couple of games and, you know, maybe play half the ball game or two-thirds of it or whatever, I would then lean towards yes. But I get the feeling that if he's really going to have to come out there and put up 31 or more in a couple of ball games to secure it, he's probably resting. It seems like the Lakers are shutting everybody down at this point.
Yeah, I would think so. Plus, what would that say, right? Like, what kind of look would that be if he showed up? He's like, well, I was too hurt to play when it mattered, but scoring
exactly.
time.
Yeah.
Can you stay after the break, Dan? Can you?
Okay. I think so. Okay. Right. Nope.
More with Dan Bessler. See if he has any plays tonight in a very dicey NBA. Because earlier I said, I can't touch the Hawks Heat game because I don't know what the Heat motivation is. Are they resting everybody now having clinched the number one seed? Do they want to influence who they play in the 1-8? We'll talk about that and more. His awards thoughts. A numbers game. Visa, the sports bet.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your VSiN Masters Update.
Gil Alexander, I'm giving you the full Brent here. I've opened up the coat because cash and tickets is what it's all about. Brady Cannon here with another Masters update for you. Rory McIlroy rips his tee shot right down the middle on the opening hole, then follows up with a relatively short birdie attempt and misses it, and then drives his tee ball very wide right on the second hole. Patrick Cantlay begins with two straight pars. Tyrrell Hatton now to one under for the tournament. John Rahm, he begins his second round with two straight birdies, and he's now even par for the tournament. As far as the odds board, Cam Smith still on top at plus 550, Dustin Johnson at plus 650, and he has driven it in tight at the par 3 fourth hole, probably 5 feet or less for DJ for birdie at number 4. Sungjae Im still your leader at 5 under par. He is at plus 850 to win the Masters on the live board. John Rahm down to 18-1. Harold Varner down to 66-1. Patrick Cantlay up to 14-1. And Rory McIlroy now at 28-1. Tiger Woods will put a peg in the ground in about 2.5 hours, currently 4 strokes off the lead. Sign up now for the VEASAN Spring Special. It's only $19, and you get everything we offer through May 1st, including daily best bet emails, 24/7 streaming, our Major League Baseball season preview, and of course the VEASAN NFL Draft Betting Guide, and our live coverage of the entire draft. Sign up now at VEASAN.com/draft. Back to you, Gil, and a numbers game.
A numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Thank you, Brady. I appreciate it. I shamed him into opening up
you
this blazer.
You shamed him into it. Gil.
I did. So sorry. But it's a better look. When he opened it, now we know what the T-shirt is, and now it doesn't look like Brent is escaping for his life. His little head sticking out of there. What Brady was talking about,
I went through the whole roller coaster experience
with Brady right there when he was going through the Rory McIlroy trajectory. Because I have a ticket on Rory, and he's like, oh, Rory coming out looking great, easy birdie putt. I'm like, yes! And then he missed it, and then he hits a horrible tee shot. That is everything Rory these days. Just hope and then despair within a few golf shots. John Rahm making a little noise, as Brady said, and DJ now with a short birdie putt. See if he can get to 4 under and 1 behind the leader, Sungjae Im. By the way, Corey Connors has just birdied. So he's back to 3 under, 2 strokes behind Sungjae Im, 1 stroke behind Cam Smith, who has yet to tee off today. And again, the weather is supposed to get a little worse today. Will Zalatoris just birdied number 3, so he's at 2 under, 3 strokes behind. So a bunch of guys lurking here at second round at Augusta. Should be fun. All I did yesterday, I went home, sat on the couch, vegged out, watched the Masters. Greatest thing ever.
Pretty good.
Doesn't get better than that. Dan Bespris is here, ladies and gentlemen. Dan, do you bet any golf at all?
I don't. I can't keep up with it. I would bet what you guys would tell me to bet, though.
Wow. I could really take that any different direction.
See?
Well, we should have talked before this tournament. But we'll see. I need Sungjae Im to go away. I need DJ to go away. That's essentially what I need to happen. Get my guys up there. Let's go back to the NBA for a second, because I want to get your thoughts here. Jokic is the MVP, right? Have we settled this?
Well, that's what you and I have been saying for weeks, that if we had a vote, that's the way it would go. And how could it not now? He's finally hit that numerical marker that you always need, that type of thing. Like, it was Embiid the whole way through. And then Jokic set an NBA record, 2,000, 1,500 points, boards, and assists. First player to ever do it. He should have been the MVP front runner the whole way through.
But yes.
Now that that thing is on the board, suddenly voters can be like, oh, look, here's the thing he did that hadn't been done before. Now we can finally give it to him. How is Denver 48-33 with the guys around Jokic this year? It's unreal what he's done with that team.
It's amazing. And you also heard along the way, by the way, I think spectacular point about the 2,000, 1,500 thing. Some voters need that to latch on. But what was fascinating to me was when it was Embiid versus Jokic, when Giannis wasn't, for whatever reason, part of the conversation, which is also ridiculous. Some people, I was hearing their justification was, or not their justification, or what they anticipated being the reasoning of some of the voters was going to be, well, you know, Embiid and the Sixers are competing for a one seed, and there's Denver floundering. They might even be in a play-in. And it's like, they don't have their 2 and 3, you know, their second and third best players. Like, how is that not part of that sentence as well? It's incredible what he's done.
And it's nuts. It's nuts. Then what, Philly's what, a game and a half up with 3 other studs on the team? Like, anyway, we don't need to go too far down that rabbit hole, but it should have been Jokic a long way back. And the fact that now it seems like it really could be is a testament to what we've been saying all along.
Oh,
so pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, the Sixers' record is 49-31, and the Nuggets' record is 48-33. Like, you can also look at it that way. Come on.
Yeah.
What are
everybody's
we doing?
Like, oh, well, Jokic doesn't play as much defense. I'm looking at the record of these two teams. One of them has Embiid, Now has Harden, had Tobias Harris the whole way through. Whatever you think of him, that's fine. They had Steph Curry for a long time pre-trade. They got all these guys. And the Nuggets, it's like you got Jokic, you got Will Barton.
Yeah.
Aaron Gordon. I mean, these guys are fine, but what he's done is incredible. And as someone who does a lot of fantasy sports, he's just so far beyond anyone else on that side of the page. We might have to start changing the rules so whoever gets Jokic on their team like doesn't get another pick for half a day.
Watch Giannis win it now. I would. By the way, I wouldn't have any problem with it. I really would. I'd be like, yeah, he's great. He's awesome. But I'm hoping Jokic because that's where my ticket is.
Yep.
Any plays tonight, or are you steering clear of this?
Oh, this is rough these days. The only thing I would look at, oddly, after talking about Giannis a little, was will Milwaukee rest a bunch of dudes? And it sounds like they probably will. Detroit is one of the couple of teams down at the bottom that still needs to lock up their tank. And I want to try to explain this in the shortest way possible. They're at 57 losses right now. They could actually get past in the tank fest by Oklahoma City if they accidentally won a ball game here down the stretch. Thunder have 56 losses. So Detroit's a team that's going to try to throw this thing away. I don't want to lay a ton of points with the Bucks until we know what that line's going to look like when we get the final status of everyone. But if everybody rests for Milwaukee, you might get kind of a short line against a team that's going to try to lose. But for the most part, you're really playing with fire this time of year.
Yeah, so the Bucks not caring about winning would also equate to them perhaps trying to get out of having to play the Nets, so that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. The Pistons thing, they would go from 14% of the ping pong balls to 12.5% of the ping pong balls.
But they care, though. These teams at the bottom, they care. They want that 1.5%. That's big.
1.5%, man.
They've tanked for 5 months and 20 days. They got it. You can't end it now.
I know way too many tank percentages. It's just terrible that this is in my brain. The other one, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, I always got to make this joke at least once per year, Gil. You never forget your first tank of Palooza.
You never do. Oh, we're chasing that high. What a
really
high. Let's just
we'll never get it back.
How great was that?
Fixed the lotto ball odds and ruined all of our fun.
I was also mentioning the Heat and the Hawks, right? Like, this is one that you can't really – the Heat have clinched the number one seed, so you would think, oh, well, that means they'll rest everybody. Doesn't matter. And by the way, they clinch based on winning percentage against conference playoff teams. That's why they clinch. Not for any other reason at this point. But then it's like, okay, so they were a favorite this morning. Now they're not, based on that alone. But if you assume, again, that the Nets are going to be 7, then would the Heat want some influence on who they would play at 8? And if you believe that between the Hawks, the Hornets, and the Cavaliers, they wouldn't want to play the Hawks, then you might think that the Heat would actually try to beat the Hawks to send them into a 9-10 to make that possibility that much more unlikely. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think we're probably twisting ourselves into not. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, Miami's just a good team regardless of who they rest or who they play. So to that end, that might be the better reason to look at the Heat at a kind of a shorter number here. But it's just... it's tough. We don't know the exact motivations of all the teams involved. We know Hawks are going to be trying, but what do we know about how can you bet on a game where you only know 50% of who cares?
I agree.
I wouldn't. Most of what I do in the NBA is betting on motivational angles. And right now, when there isn't certainty, I can't do it. I pretty much don't bet here down the stretch because of that type of stuff.
I can't wait for the betting opportunities of the first round because I just think they're going to be awesome. Last 60 seconds, I want to get this from you because I asked this of everybody this week that I talked basketball with is, which teams do you legitimately think have a shot at winning the title? Not contend, not flirt with. Like, legit, if you project forward to end of May or really beginning of June, who do you really see contending for the title and has a legit shot?
I see more teams in the East than I do in the West, for whatever that's worth. It really feels like Phoenix is, and I know the record, you know, this is sort of an obvious thing to say, the record says it. Phoenix is a cut above everybody else in the Western Conference this year. The Heat, you know, because of how it works, only one team can come out of the Eastern Conference, but one team does have to. It could be any of those top four, I would think. Miami, Milwaukee would be the two I'd pick at the top. Boston is much better, but they don't have Robert Williams anymore. So to me, that's a really big deal. Philly, I'm not sure I totally believe in.
No, that's the one
Heat,
where I...
The Bucks, the yeah, Suns.
Yes.
Heat, Bucks, Suns.
Heat, Bucks, Suns. And Celtics I would throw in there. I cannot get to the Sixers. Just, there's no way.
No, same. I'm with
you. Yeah, okay. Glad we settled that. Dano, thank you. Thank you for being gracious enough to say twice. I appreciate that.
Even after I said no.
Thanks for reminding us of the koala, which I forgot completely. Dan Bespris, everybody. Coming back with Vinny next.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code VSIN200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Eligibility restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotion subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada and Mississippi. We get tweets, one of which is directed to our next guest. This one is from, this is from Norm in Vegas. Norm in Vegas. He says, a few weeks ago, St. Peter's Peacocks won on National Peacock Day. Yesterday on National Beer Day, Seth Beer hits the game-winning homer for Arizona. What's next? I don't know. Could be something. This one is for Vinny Maliulo, everybody. We'll go back to a tweet from earlier from Ed Blust. By the way, slow jamming with Vinny, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have the beautiful intro music. Oh,
there we go.
There you go.
Make it official.
Look at that. And hit it. Ed Blust. Why is the South Point still only allowing action bets on MLB? Most others have gone back to listed pitchers. Why, Vinny? Why?
Hi, Ed. Hey, Gil.
How you doing, Ed?
Boys.
How you doing, Vin? You good?
I'm great. I'm terrific.
He's just asking to
know. No. Yeah. I think it's funny. I was just having this conversation in the room before I came on, and
were you?
Yes, I was with a couple who liked it, because here's the thing. We spent so much time explaining, particularly not only to customers who had straight bets, but parlays. Why is my parlay paying different? Why are we having all these different payouts? So with the increase of openers, pitchers that are openers, and all, it added confusion. But there were a lot more games also where, if you recall, in the last couple of years, Gil, there we couldn't put a game up because we didn't know who was playing. So we took it to guess at who was playing. We put up a number, and still, you know, a lot of times you can't, you know, if you have, you know, two or three choices. Bottom line is this. You get the price at the time of your wager, and it's actually had more positive reaction than not. So it's... I mean, when you consider even horse racing, which is probably not going to happen, but you may see a move to fixed odds rather than just parimutuel, as they have. Like in Europe, there's both, right? Perhaps we'll see that here. But getting back to baseball, it was more confusing to our customers to have adjusted prices on baseball. Hmm. And so
you don't ever anticipate going back.
I would never say never. I mean, I know this is I think the third year we're doing it, and we started it again yesterday, started baseball, and we're going to stick with it right now. So
the horse racing thing is based on the conflict between Churchill Downs and here?
No. That was no. And by the way, I'm hopeful that's going to get resolved. I mean, obviously,
what year is that for this conflict, by the way?
Well, we had the last two derbies were booked. They were not parimutuel. So the money from Nevada did not go to the derby pool. I know that there are discussions going. And the good thing is that Churchill's winter content was here in Nevada. So that's a good sign.
Okay.
I'm hopeful that when we get to the first Saturday in May that we'll have the derby parimutuel again. But I appreciate, you know, Ed's inquiry. And
he's just curious.
I think it's good. Appreciate him listening. Appreciate him writing in.
Vinny Maliulo, everybody. I just called him Vinny earlier, so in case you're landing on this show for the first time, his last name is Maliulo. or as many who know him call him, Mayolio.
By the way, Gil, I want to congratulate you once again for having the most producers of any
well
anybody in whether it be radio, video streaming, TV, or anything else. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one total that Chris Andrews, Jimmy Vaccaro, and I will have the most challenging time making, and that is the number of producers for Gil Alexander.
Mm-hmm. Got a podcast producer.
I mean, there's five of them in here right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, what does it say about me, Vinny? What does that say about me?
That people just gravitate to you. I'll take that. How's that, buddy?
Did you?
They love to be part of the Gil Alexander experience.
I appreciate the spin. Did you have a good time at Bet Bash too?
I did. I did enjoy it. Got to spend some time with you. I figured out we had the VSIN breakfast table, Gil.
So the last event of Bet Bash, by the way, Spanky, Matt Metcalf.
Terrific.
Just an outstanding job. I'll go ahead and call it the greatest sports betting conference in the history of the Western Hemisphere. I don't know about across the pond, but this was awesome. So the last event was the bookie breakfast.
Bookie breakfast on Monday morning.
And so everybody got... certain people got put at a table, mm-hmm. and then attendees randomly, not in all cases, because some people got to choose, but some people then they got randomly selected with whoever got assigned at certain tables. You and I ended up at a table together,
right.
So those poor people who had to end up with us, say, and not Roxy and people like that, they got the booby prize.
I wouldn't say booby prize. Gil.
Well, I'm just saying. We had a great time.
Might have more producers. You might have less guests now, but keep going.
We had a great time. It was wonderful hanging out with you.
It was good. And again, to echo your point, I thought Spanky, you know, he had a vision. He had an idea. And of course, last year he had it on the East Coast, mm-hmm. in Jersey City.
I did not attend.
I wasn't able to attend last year. He brought it to Las Vegas. Circle was a terrific host, no question. Derek Stevens, Matt Metcalf, and their entire team did a great job. So kudos to them. But I thought that Spanky brought both sides of the counter together in one setting on multiple days. Let's think about that, right? I mean, was a, you know, folks started, I think, getting here on Wednesday, Thursday. I enjoyed the panel discussions. I getting back to our table, you know what was interesting about our table, and it was I think it was about a 10-topper. So you mm-hmm. and I, we had eight guys from at our table, and at first I thought they were all together.
Because
when we got to the table, they were all talking, they were, you know, kind of interact, which was nice. But they were from Chicago, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Detroit.
They were from Pro Football Focus. They were from Profit Exchange.
They were sharing ideas, and then they were asking. But I like the fact that. And I think I hope they appreciate it. I was asking them. It was certainly a next generation type thing too, asking them and getting their perspectives on things.
Yeah.
Which I found
Here's what I loved about the old conference. Mm-hmm. The fact that, so again, I always related back to the early days of MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, mm-hmm. which a bunch of us, by the way, most numbers, I don't know about most numbers games, but a lot of your numbers games staple guests are from our relationships that date back to the early days of the MIT Sloan Sports Conference, which at its best, when it was super small, again, I could have a 5-minute one-on-one conversation with Mark Cuban. I could find myself in the hotel gym, just me and Mark Cuban. I could have a 30-minute conversation with mm-hmm. Mike Carey. And then it got big, and then, you know, it wasn't the same. But it wasn't a sports betting conference, but there was a sports betting panel. But those of us who were sports bettors who were there, we would just go do our own thing. We'd mm-hmm. go to Celtics games. We'd hang out. It was more of a networking thing. In those days, and Jason Weingarten and I talked about it, in those days, the elbows were a little sharper. People were mm-hmm. a little more, I don't know, it was just, it wasn't as
guarded.
Wasn't as friendly, right? There were some groups that were friendly. Some of us gravitated towards each other. But this one now, 10, 11 years down mm-hmm. the road, is sort of the evolution of that now. And it's a full sports betting conference. And everyone was super friendly. Everyone was thrilled to be there. I got to attach names with faces, I should say Twitter handles with faces,
mm-hmm. yeah.
right, for people who have tweeted for years and years, who got there, who decided they wanted to be at Bet Bash 2. It was great meeting so many of you who tweet into the show. And what it really also showed is the appreciation for VSiN, for a numbers game specifically, yep. but for VSiN. And it was just great interacting with people who all speak the same language.
You have to appreciate, right, the passion
yes.
and the love of this industry from both sides of the counter, right? I mean, and if you have to embrace that, I think, as a better, but especially as a bookmaker. I mean, and to exchange ideas, to exchange perspectives, even if you disagree on things, right?
Right.
You say, wow, you know, maybe there is something more to it. Maybe you can tweak it or things like that.
Well,
you know, so
I'm sure the conference will grow too inevitably.
I would say,
but I'll tell you, I mean, for you to be able to, for anyone who attends to be able to rub shoulders with Roxy Roxborough, to hang out with Spanky,
yeah.
I moderated a panel, for goodness sakes, Vinny, that had Spanky on it, that had right. Elihu Foistel on it,
right.
that had Chris Bennett on it, that had Zach White, a pro bettor that we're all familiar with, mm-hmm. those of us who have been betting for a long time. And it's just, it's nirvana. It was yep. absolute nirvana, and it was one of the great sports betting experiences that anyone could ever have. So I wholly recommend it whenever Bet Bash 3 comes around. More with Vinny on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your VSiN Masters Update.
Rory McIlroy escapes the errant tee shot on two and taps in a two-footer for birdie. He is now at even par for the tournament. Brooks Koepka also birdies the second hole. He's plus two for the tournament. DJ struts off the back of the fourth green like John Wayne after holing that five-footer for birdie. He's one stroke off Sungjae Im's lead of five under par. Bubba Watson now two under through seven holes with a par five in front of him. He is currently playing the eighth hole. Harold Varner bogeys, so he is now one under for the tournament, even par on his round today. 2015 champ Jordan Spieth is one under through two holes, and 2011 champion Charles Schwartzel now to two under for the tournament as he approaches Amen Corner. Dustin Johnson, your odds-on favorite in the live market at 5-1. Cameron Smith at plus 550. Sungjae Im at 750. Cantlay at 14. Corey Connors at 20-1. Rory at 25-1, and Colin Morikawa also at 25-1. Sign up now for the VSiN Spring Special. For only $19, you get everything we offer through May 1st, including daily best bet emails, 24/7 streaming, our Major League Baseball season preview, and of course, the VSiN NFL Draft Betting Guide, and our live coverage of the entire draft. Sign up now at vsin.com/draft. Back to Gil Alexander and more of a numbers game right here on VSiN.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Thank you, Brady. Is Brady's down at the D all day today. Is anybody keeping him company? We should really send some reinforcements down there.
Why isn't he in
hang
Georgia?
Out by the way, Brady
at the event.
Brady makes golf exciting, right? Like, I don't think Jim Nance would say, and DJ struts off the green like John Wayne. That was awesome.
Or I don't think Nance would say, you know, DJ. You could have got him at 12-1 before the tournament.
No, he wouldn't have said that either.
I don't know if Jim Nance is going to say that either. But
Sungjae hanging on to that one-stroke lead over both DJ and now Cam Smith. Cam Smith still not yet on the golf course. Corey Connors, two back. Let's go, Corey. Let's go, Cam Smith. I need DJ and him to go away. Was the Masters handle better than any other Masters in previous years?
Yeah, strong. You know, it's following the trend of a strong, obviously, regular season, a very strong fall, great NFL playoffs, college championship game, men's and women's basketball tournaments. So, I mean, we're seeing the trend continue. What's interesting is the Tiger factor, right, obviously adds to it.
For sure.
We did adjust him this morning to 30, actually bumped him up a little bit because you hope that he's going to physically be able to get. But just listen, whatever you think about Tiger's price, and I know a lot of people are saying, you know, how could he be so low? Because action obviously dictates it, right? I mean, he got below 20-1 in some spots. But the thing is, you can't ignore the fact that he's being played, right? I mean, the people were saying the same thing 3 years ago when he won it. Now, granted, he's 3 years older, and he's got more physical ailments.
Yeah.
But look what he did yesterday, right?
In 2019, though, he had 6 to 9 months of really good golf.
No question. But
I understand your point.
Can't ignore the fact that he's Tiger, and he's the ultimate horse for this course.
Yes.
Right?
100%.
Great. And like I've said, and I said this 3 years ago, I'll say it every time Tiger's in an event. You know what? Let's look at it. You got DJ at 12 or 15 to 1 because Tiger's getting action. Right. You're getting better prices on other golfers, too. So
honestly, I'll say it one more time before I leave today. What he did yesterday, right? Because the way our brains work, we become very normalized very quickly to something, mm-hmm. right? We're like, oh, look, there's Tiger once again at the Masters, you know, just ho-hum playing under par golf. 14 months ago, right, we were worried that he wasn't going to lose his leg.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just incredible what he did yesterday, man.
Awesome. And good for him.
And how quickly in the 2 weeks before this tournament, how everybody was sort of snickering at it. And now everyone was like, I think he'll make the cut. I mean, I have him to make the cut bet here at the South Point.
Good.
Hopefully he plays very well today and that cash is home. You wanted to say one more thing about Bet Bash?
Yeah, I just wanted to encourage folks to continue to, when the next one comes about, and I'm sure, you know, Spanky, all indications are he'll do it again. Go to it. Share perspectives. Listen, I've advocated this for a long time, Gil, that you can't help. You have to keep learning. You have to be open-minded in this business. It doesn't mean you're going to be all things to all people because that's impossible. But if you share perspectives, I got to share and meet people. I thought you brought up a good point. Some folks that I had never met before. I've got some great stories. The panels. Your panel was terrific. There was another panel, and I got to spend time with one of the panelists. I'll say his name because he was on the panel. So, got to spend a little time with him here at South Point. Chris Bruno, from back East.
Great dude.
Guy from back in Queens, New York, and a big fan of the show. So hope he's listening now. But I want to give props to Chris because just given those kinds of perspectives, right, and sharing ideas and getting, you know, to express, you know, just trends and talk about trends, talk about, you know, how the business has evolved and where it's come, where it's been and where it's going. I think anytime you get a chance, and for younger people, operators in the business now, learn the customer experience. Hopefully customers get an idea of our side of the counter. You know, the gentleman that wrote in earlier about baseball, you know, listed pitchers or not, you know, not listing pitchers, Ed.
He has written in again. He said, really appreciate the answer from Vinny. Such a class act as always. Thanks, Gil, for asking the question. Appreciate it.
Appreciate Ed listening and inquiring. But there's no downside to that, Gil. Like, you know,
Jason Weingart and I were talking about. By the way, I Chris Bruno and I had, had text all the time, but I never met him face to face. Chinese Mike met him for the first time, right? So the better life, Tim Lawson, I'll just read tweets as we're talking here. He goes, the more I hear people reflect on Bet Bash, the more I know I need to be at the next one.
Sure.
You do.
And even you don't have to speak to me. You don't have to speak to speak to each other. You know, I mean, there's so much happening in this industry. You will garner something. You will pick up some piece of information that will help you in this business. Whichever side of the counter that you're on. So again, credit Spanky for putting it together. The panelists were great. The moderators guild, not just because you did a terrific job keeping it moving. The Circa did a great job of hosting. And I mean, again, you talk about look the Stardust panel with Richard Schutz, Roxy, and Scotty Scheller.
Yeah,
I mean,
when you know, I always say this too. I say this about you and Chrissy and Jimmy all the time. Also, we are living in a time where we still have the opportunity to meet the greats of old school.
Well, that's very kind.
And that time. Hey, look, we're all getting older, right? That time will not be here forever.
No, and. You know, the thing about it is, love the memories, cherish the memories, wouldn't trade them for anything. I feel privileged to have been around breaking in with at that time.
But also, I'm not even doing this justice, right? Alan Boston was there. Fats was there.
Yep.
There was a guy, the guy who wanted to remain the most anonymous, who was there, is one of the greatest and most successful bettors, not necessarily sports bettor, although he did some, I think, but one of the greatest sports bettors, I'm not going to mention any names, on planet Earth, one of the top 10 most successful. Mm-hmm. He was there, Spanky said, imagine this, to learn something.
You have to be open-minded. If you think you know everything, stop.
Right. Well, that applies to everything in life, right?
Listen,
that applies to everything.
There's no way, and Chrissy, Jimmy, and I talk about this all the time. You know, between the three of us alone, I mean, if you throw Roxy in and you throw Richard Schutz and, you know, Scotty Shell, you go down the list here. I mean, there were, you know, the six of us is just over 200 years. But you still be open-minded. There's something you can take away from it. You know, Captain Jack putting everything together, the way he compiles information and puts it out and things like that. So, it's not to overblow it, but it was beneficial, and I think it'll continue to be so in the future.
Yeah, you cannot overblow it, even if you tried. We've done all we could do. We appreciate it. Vinny, thank you, as always, for hanging out.
Always good to be with you. Have a great weekend. Right? Baseball's here. You got the Masters. Updated prices on a daily basis, head-to-heads as well. So please, enjoy.
And then the draft right around the corner.
Right around the corner, Gil, here in Las Vegas.
Less than 3 weeks. Hey, when are those draft props coming out, Vin? When are those coming out?
Let's see. We got 3 weeks for the draft.
We almost got through the whole segment without a little...
Very close.
A little argument coming up here. Any day now, Vinny. Come on, Vegas. Put out your draft props. Shout out to William Hill for putting those out already. Vinny, thank you. Appreciate it
very much.
Enjoy the Masters. Good luck with all your bets the rest of the weekend. Lombardi Line next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.